If there's water that comes up onto a ship, right, splashing up over onto the ship, or into the akel, which is different opinions, but so he brings up here that it was the ballast in the hull, the heavy stuff that they used to put there to balance the ship, or the oars, right, or it wets the oars. So in all of these cases, says the Mishnah, it's not. Kiyotan doesn't apply, and the reason being that he doesn't want people on the ship actually don't want water coming up onto the ship on the ballast, right? Even the oars, you don't want it over there, and therefore it wouldn't make anything susceptible to impurity for touched produce. Also, Mitsudos, over Shasos, over Michmaros, the traps or nets, different kinds of nets that he's got on the ship to catch fish, and in Bifliutan also the principle doesn't apply, and the reason being that he's not interested in like getting them wet, you know what I'm saying? He wants to catch the fish, but he's not at all interested in the water that gets on them. But now, if he then later shakes anything off, and the reason he shakes it off, he wants to move the water off the net, he wants to dry it, so now he's moving water intentionally, he wants the water moved. So now it's that water that moved is going to be able to make something susceptible to impurity. If someone takes the ship out into the sea to strengthen it in the water, and also so he wants to strengthen it, he wants to prevent it from getting leaks. So now he wants it to get wet, because now that's the whole purpose for him taking it there, to let the water do its thing. Masmer legekshamim, so too if he takes out nails into the rain to strengthen the nail, he wants to get it wet, and he brings here that after he renders it hot, the way they would make metal stronger, they would heat it, cool it quickly. So he heats it, takes it out into the rain to cool it quickly. So then, umanech esa urba geshamim, or if he takes a brand, which he says has a partially burnt piece of wood, into the rain, like a boisa, in order to extinguish it, so in all of these cases, he does want that thing to become wet, and now any water left on it will be able to render something else susceptible to impurity.